Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney, and we're going to do some Secure Freedom Radio. Now, I want to open up the show with a little rant about a distasteful subject, but one that has been front and center for it seems like most of my adult life. Politics. It's a dirty game, and the people who play it are all too often willing to do almost anything to get what they want. Now, that is true in the best of times, and these most certainly are not the best of times. Now, the Hillary Clinton campaign has recently been rocked by the release of a large cache of emails from her campaign manager, a guy named John Podesta, who is a veteran political tool, and he founded a think tank that seems to basically parrot the Democratic left liberal progressive mindset for anyone who's willing to use it. And both Obama and Hillary have been massive users of it. But he is now her campaign manager, essentially the person who decides what that campaign is all about. And these tens of thousands of emails have been outrageously indicative of what a moral and ethically free zone that campaign actually is. Now, I want to jump to what I think is a disqualifying of your humanity event that John Podesta happened to comment on and happened to show just why I don't think he should be shunned from polite society, and he and anyone who works with him should never be anywhere near the levers of power. I want you to think back to the night of the attacks in San Bernardino. Throughout the day, information was coming out about this horrific shooting. We knew people had been slaughtered. We knew basically that the people attending a holiday party had been killed while celebrating. But we didn't know all that much about who had done it. You know, through the day, the police, as usual, had been somewhat circumspect about talking about who it was and anything they knew. But as the day progressed and as we got towards evening, information came out. And we actually have an ally who lives out in that area and heard on the police scanners the name of the suspect the police were looking for, who turned out, along with his wife, to be the killer. Saeed Farouk was his name. And I was on the O'Reilly Factor that evening, and at 8 o'clock, before any other major media outlet had announced it, I gave Bill O'Reilly his name, and we put it out there. And it is a Muslim name. Now, that led a lot of people to see their greatest fears realized. No one wanted another terrorist incident in the United States, yet now we were confronted by that horror, by a mass killing by a jihadist on our soil. It's something that, again, the idea that this could happen in a town like San Bernardino, this wasn't New York, this wasn't Washington, D.C., it wasn't even Los Angeles. San Bernardino is out in the desert. It's a tiny little place. It is essentially small town America. So the fact that a terrorist incident had happened there struck at the heart of everyone. And we all felt for the families. We all knew that innocent people had died. And again, our enemy had managed to strike in a horrific way here in the United States. Well, that really wasn't what was on John Podesta's mind that evening. Because this disgraceful human being, this waste of human flesh, this oxygen thief, managed to send an email that night just after the name came out. And he wasn't watching Fox News, shockingly. He was watching MSNBC and a little tool named Chris Hayes' show. And Chris Hayes announced the name, and John Podesta sent an email to another member of the Clinton camp saying, "God, wouldn't it have been better if instead of Chris Hayes announcing that a guy named Saeed Farouk had done this shooting, a guy named Saeed Farouk was announcing that Chris Hayes had done the shooting. He was essentially taking this entire incident, this entire chance to show your humanity, to care about the people who'd been killed, to care about the United States, the attack we're under, the enemy who managed to come to this country and kill innocent people again. And instead of any of that, his only thought was, wouldn't it be better for our political prospects if this was a white guy killing Muslims instead of a Muslim killing everyday Americans? I can't even fathom the lack of humanity it takes to look at an incident like that and have that reaction. I'm not sure I could look Mr. Podesta in the face and want to do anything other than choke the life out of him. What a horrible person it takes to do that. And the idea that this is the man who runs Hillary Clinton's campaign, this is the man who decides what they talk about, what they care about, what they do. So instead of having an ounce of common decency, he looked at the incident and he was hoping that it was a white guy killing Muslims rather than a Muslim killing the rest of us, so that he could use that for Hillary's advantage. I can't trust a person like that with our safety, with our security. That is, in my mind, a disqualifying event for the Clinton campaign. But of course it's not. Are you hearing about that in any of the rest of the media? Of course not, because it's far too embarrassing. A few brave souls have actually talked about it, but the bulk of the media has ignored it and is busy talking about the horrible things Donald Trump has done, none of which involve trying to use terrorist attacks for political gain. Now, there are so many issues of corruption and basic lack of decency revealed in these emails that it would be hard to pick just a few to focus on. But there was another one, and this came out when Podesta was releasing transcripts of Hillary Clinton's speeches. Now, these are the talks she's been avoiding anyone seeing, where she was talking to Goldman Sachs and other high-speed Wall Street investors to the tune of $300,000 and $400,000 for a one-hour speech, okay? Now, I don't think any of us sentient human beings, anyone with an above-room temperature IQ, thinks that they're doing that because Hillary Clinton is an entertaining speaker. They're buying access. She ran a pay-for-play operation when she was Secretary of State, using the Clinton Foundation to rake in the cash and the State Department to dispense the favors. So now, people who know she's got a sadly all too good a chance to be the next president, we're buying access by paying her way more than she's worth to talk for an hour or so. And Hillary obviously was telling them what they wanted to hear, but not what she wanted the rest of us to hear. And that's where these email revelations should be damaging, unfortunately not damaging enough to her. One of the things that she said that I think is as telling as basically is what Mr. Podesta said, because it's going to lead to the same result. She was talking about the Syrian refugee crisis. Okay, now nobody denies that there is a humanitarian crisis, that people are suffering, that this is a horrific situation. The question is what to do about it. Now, Hillary and the rest of her team think that the thing to do is bring them here. Why not? America's a great place. We've got plenty of resources, we can do whatever we want, and isn't it just the right thing to do? Well, while the sentiment of wanting to help these people is good, the fact is the FBI director has said categorically that we have absolutely no ability to vet these people and make sure that we're not bringing in terrorists like Saeed Farouk and the rest, along with the refugees we would purportedly be helping. Here's what Hillary said when she was talking about this to Goldman Sachs. She was talking about the people leaving Syria, and she said they can't possibly vet all those refugees. So they don't know if, you know, jihadists are coming in along with legitimate refugees. That's what she said in private. In her public speeches, when she is running for president of the United States, she says the exact opposite. She says, of course we can vet him. There's a rigorous vetting process going on. And it's just the right thing to do. We need to bring them here. I don't know what to say about someone who's willing to lie about something that important. The first thing I'd say is you obviously cannot trust her with our safety and security. But the bottom line is, that's a decision everyone is going to have to make for themselves on November 8th. This is Jim Hansen, and up next, we'll be talking with Mike Pregent, who is in Iraq and is going to update us on the battle to retake Mosul.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.